Is not.
A reminder that we broadcast live.
Today is Thursday.
Radio so clean it has a little paper ribbon over the seat.
It's showtime.
Yeah, something like that. All right, it's hour two, Denny Schaefer Show, live and local. Toledo's morning show is on Q105. It's brought to you by Eva's. Get $50 off and free alterations on any dress purchase from Eva's Bridal Boutique and Alterations. Forecast today. Oh, man. This has been a great run this week of weather. Sunshine, glorious with a high of 83. And then tomorrow, yeah, you don't want to know. Maybe some showers, a high of 80. The lawns need it, man. 62 now at the Cumulus Compound at Toledo's Q105. Text us or call us at 419-240-1055. So I get into work, and, you know, Susie and I are chatting about stuff because Paul's late. And weren't you? Yummy 320.
No, he was only
he was late. Anyway, so, okay. He was in the kitchen foraging for food. Anyway, and so Susie's like, hey, did you hear this road rage incident? It's all over Facebook. I'm like, no, tell me more. So she tells me, and I'm like, holy crap, that is so wrong. It happened right here in Toledo, and so I'm like, okay, this is wrong. So I sent a message to her. Her name is Sierra Yanez. How am I doing on the name? Did I nail it?
Perfect.
I'm a professional broadcaster, Sierra. And I'm looking at your story. I'm like, this is just such crap. I mean, we've all experienced road rage, okay? But nothing like this. No. I mean, and if we're being honest, we'd like to ram people. But you just don't do it because you just don't because that's just wrong.
Right.
So this actually happened to you. Take us through it from the beginning. This happened Tuesday, 5:30.
Yes.
You're leaving Franklin Park Mall.
I am.
Tell me about it.
So I was leaving Franklin Park Mall. I had a gentleman, that gentleman that hit me. I didn't pay any attention to him until he physically hit my car. But where he was placed at was in the middle of the intersection as someone would turn left to Sylvania Avenue and somebody would turn right. So he was right in the middle of that intersection while his light was red, and our traffic to go, our light turned green.
So if somebody was pulling out of the mall to go left on Sylvania to go down to like Monroe Street or go down to Early Church at Christ the Rich King, they couldn't go left because his pick-me-up truck was blocking them.
Correct.
So that means it was backed up from Sylvania and Talmadge all the way to there?
Yes, it was.
So it was very busy.
It was very busy.
So he was blocking people already.
Already, yes.
So you had the right lane, so you could actually go.
Yes, so the two right lanes were able to go. I was in the far right lane to the curb, and I was able to turn sitting there.
Okay.
And then at this point, there was car-to-car traffic, so everyone was rolling and stopping. So I needed to get over in the far left lane. So that's what I was waiting on and waiting for my clearance to go.
And that's the appropriate...
So you're getting ready to go left on Talmadge. You're going to get on 475 or whatever?
Actually, to turn onto Central because I live off of Reynolds.
Okay, so you're going to go left. All right, so you get in the far right lane.
Yes.
And then you go over one lane?
Well, I haven't even got to get over to one lane yet.
Okay.
So I'm waiting to get over into the next lane.
So are you stopped?
Well, at that point, it was like a roll to stop. So I was semi-stopped. I wouldn't say I was going any more than 3 miles per hour.
But there was no clear sailing in front of you, though, right?
Not until after he hit me.
Okay.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's not like you were blocking everybody from getting through.
No, I was not.
Okay.
At all.
So you move. You're trying to move over two lanes.
Yes, I had a red car that was sitting next to me that I was waiting to move ahead of me. That way I could get over. So I do vividly remember the red car.
So you, and that's perfectly legal. I'm assuming you have your turn signal on?
Yes.
To get over one lane and then waiting for that left turn lane to clear, then you're going to get over one more.
Yes. Yeah. Then
so that's lawful. You're doing what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
You weren't blocking traffic.
No.
And you're not on your cell phone.
No, I was not, because actually, I'll get to that point. After he then hit my car, so I had just had it was first a light tap on the back end of my car. So like any person would, I park my car, I didn't fully get out of my car, I halfway got out of my car and looked at him and said, dude, you just hit my car, really? And he didn't say a single word. His facial emotion, he was straight faced. He didn't seem like he was, he didn't, no aggression, nothing. He didn't seem like I...
Oh, that's creepier.
It really
it
was.
It is.
And that's creepier.
Very. He then points and I look and I'm like, as you see the flow of traffic moving, I'm like, well, yeah, but I'm not going to move. You just hit me. I shook my head at him. Like, I'm not moving. And I then shut my car door and he steps on his gas and then
and rams
back
your
back
car.
My car and tries moving my car. And he did that repeatedly,
oh
reversing
God,
his car.
So
hitting my car again, reversing again, hitting my car again, and then pushing my car down the road.
At some point, he turned your car because he got you on the side, on the driver's
side.
I mean, it's all
destroyed. I mean, he hit
destroyed.
Me all over on my driver's side.
Once he pushed you out of the way, why didn't he just go around you and be on with his crazy cycle life? He was teaching you a lesson.
I guess so. He was trying to.
Backing up, but before you turned right onto Sylvania from the mall, he was in the left turn lane that had a red stoplight.
No, he was in the middle of the intersection.
He was in the middle of the intersection.
In the
right lane. He was behind me in that lane.
He was actually in the intersection,
and I was turning right onto the thing. But he was blocking the people who were next to me originally at the light, turning left.
So he showed the jerk move right out of the box.
Yes.
Because you don't go through the intersection unless the intersection is clear. So he's already in the wrong.
Yeah, and in this moment, I was like screaming and crying and begging him to stop. He didn't even have any emotion. I'm sorry.
No, I'm trying
to keep together, but he didn't have any emotion. He was not angry. He didn't say a single word, still straight face, even the same straight face he had when he initially pointed and told me to, basically telling me to go by pointing and giving me the movement to go.
So what did he look like?
I would say he was in his late 30s. I would say about 38, maybe he could be early 40s. He had like red auburn like hair. It wasn't like a bright red head. It was like a kind
long of... Long or short hair?
It was short hair.
Soulless ginger.
His skin was, he was a white male, but he, you know, when you're in the sun and you're working out in the sun, you have the red tint.
Okay.
Yes, so he did have that. And his eyes were a light color. I can't say what color, but his eyes are really piercing to me.
Now, we have the story up on our Q Facebook page. It's also up on my blog. If you want to text Denny, D-E-N-N-Y, to 419-240-1055, you can see the pictures of the damage done to her vehicle. You can see the pictures of his pickup truck. It doesn't look like it has a tailgate.
Yeah, what was the truck? Describe the pickup.
So from what I had wonderful witnesses coming from the opposite way of traffic as well. And then his pickup truck, I noticed from the pictures that I took of his truck, had blue railings. He had rust on his back tire, and his back tire was flat at that point in time as well, his back right tire.
Oh,
I had a gentleman come back and tell me that it was flat.
So he couldn't have gotten very far before he had to stop and change his tire.
That's what I assume so. The cop did go after taking my report and our witness's report and did try to go and
drive through some neighborhoods. Mm-hmm.
And there was no luck. So my picture, I thought I was, because initially I was going to grab my phone to call 911. And as I'm trying to unlock my phone, he started turning his wheel to then go around my car. So I then, luckily with the iPhones, you can swipe over and you can access your camera and have it there easily without unlocking.
Yeah,
so
nice.
I then did that and then was taking pictures of the back license plate to get something. And I was hoping I had something, but it was very blurry.
Police can't make it out.
They actually told me to find someone. That's why I reached out to social media. They informed me to have someone professionally possibly clear it up for me.
Because they ain't got the funds for that.
It's not like TV.
Wow.
It's not like CSI.
Where they can run it through.
So I did. Then I did so. So I reached out to social media, and I was very blessed with everyone was more than willing to help, taking the time of their day to try to clear this picture and clarify it. And I had someone who then messaged me and sent me a picture, and he was able to give me to where I could make out the license plate number. And the license plate number then did make a 2000 Chevrolet. It was a Silverado. So it the matches made. They're just waiting at the look at man, I guess, lives further away. So it's kind of like 50-50. But I'm
hoping. Does he live in Michigan? Or
yes.
He lives in Michigan.
Driver.
Yes. So I am hoping and praying that this is it, and that a good outcome comes from this good Samaritan that came to me and was able to take time of his day to clear.
How far up into Michigan do you know?
I don't believe so. My phone's in my purse. I could probably look at it.
So it looks like they may know who the guy is.
Possibly. Hoping. I'm hoping. I just don't want to say yes and then it'd be no and then me be insanely disappointed.
Do we know who it's registered to?
Well, that's just it. That's what they'll figure out from the license.
They're not going to tell you.
I'm expecting a call this afternoon around 4 o'clock from the officer because
he wanted to keep us posted on that because this is just freaking wrong.
Do you remember seeing the truck in the parking lot at the mall before?
Well,
you know, before you drove out.
Well, yeah, I remember. It didn't at first, I mean, it was just, you know, you see something and you don't pay attention to it. But when this happened, of course, then, yes, I paid more attention and went back and replayed where I was first at. So, yes, I did initially see the truck, but didn't really pay any mind
but
to
it
as just thinking that
there wasn't anybody around it or nothing happened around the truck that would have caused you to pay more attention to it, obviously. It was just a truck.
No, not at all. Okay. Yes.
This is just crazy to me that this would actually happen.
And he did what?
I mean, he had a fire, like, I don't want to say it is. He had a light on top of his truck, and I had so many people giving me hints saying it could be a volunteer firefighter,
yes,
or it could be a construction worker. That even someone said they saw over on Willis Parkway a truck that might have been similar to his truck. So, I mean, there's a bunch of things that...
Was his light on? Did he have it on like he was heading to some sort of...
Mm-mm.
No. And you said he just had sort of a plain glassy-eyed stare. Is there, being in the medical business, did he look like he might be stoned in or drunk?
I felt he was unstable. He might. I really do feel that he was on something. What he was particularly on, I don't. Yeah, but he did look like he was very unstable and possibly could have been on something at that point in time.
Sort of a glassy-eyed stare,
because,
maybe.
Yeah, I mean, who can just react like that with no emotion, not even showing aggression towards someone? Like, if you're mad, show you're mad. He didn't do that.
No.
I mean, I was...
That is crazy.
In that point in time, I was so shooken up, and I still am emotionally and physically at that point in time. I was very shooken up. And like I said, I messaged you back so soon, just simply...
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, right.
I said, I'm going to take a shot. I sent her, and it was like 5:45, and I'm like, I sent it, and all of a sudden... I got a response, and it was you. I'm like, Susie, she's already responded.
Yes, I have been up tossing and turning all night, and I can't keep this off my mind, and I just hope that with everyone's help and everyone helping me, that we find this guy.
And you weren't hurt at all, physically, meaning when he hit your car and stuff.
So, no, I was not. I went to the urgent care yesterday, and I went and got myself checked out. It's just a bunch of my muscle soreness and stuff like that, tightness and causing headaches. So, yes. So, that is as far. They did an x-ray, so I should be good and okay from there. But, yes.
All right. Crazy road rage story that happened Tuesday night outside Franklin Park Mall. If anybody has any questions or comments, call us at 419-240-1055, or you can text us, and we'll ask Sierra. She's going to hang out for another segment before she goes to work. So we'll come back with that. Denny and the girls live and local in Toledo on Q105.
Q105 traffic sponsored by SuperFitnessToledo.com. Shape up for summer at SuperFitness. Join now for $19.95 down and $19.95 a month. SuperFitnessToledo.com.
This look at your right now traffic is also brought to you by Grogan's Town and Firestone. We have one incident to report in Monroe. 75 is closed in both directions between Luna Pier and Otter Creek due to a police standoff. Beep, beep. During the summer clearance event, Grogan's Town Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is featuring the 2017 Jeep Renegade Latitude 4x4. You can lease it for $139.